You speak out of the carnal mind. You base it on some kind of emotion, some kind of feeling. That's death. You base it on the Torah of Yah. When sinned, you reprove them sharply. You tell them you're wrong. That's wickedness. Don't you realize why you went through that? Because you got wickedness in you. There's a seed of wickedness in you. You don't realize how wicked you are? We don't want to do that. Because I respect the person. I don't care if it's your daddy, your mama, your sister, whomever, your brother. It makes no difference. Your son, your daughter. Yeshua said, you hate me because I tell you the truth? You going to hate a friend because they tell you the truth? But we do that rather than speak lies to us. Hallelujah. Y'all's going to have to rip this cold, nasty mess out of us. You got to take it up from the root, brothers and sisters. It must come up. Hallelujah. He's speaking to the 12 tribes of Israel today. He's telling us why we're fighting. Why we're fighting against him. You fight against what he say because you got lust in you. You fight against the commands of Yah because you got lust in you. You resist what Yah said because you're full of lust. You possess an adulterous spirit, an adulterous spirit. You're full of idolatry. You're not faithful. You're not faithful at all. You lie to Yah because you lie to your husband. You lie to your wife. You are an unfaithful person. That's what you are. Period. And you'll lie and pretend and you know it's not so. But you will tell a lie and justify your own damnable lies. You justify those that you have an affectionate for. We must justify Yah. Whether he damn us, whether he give us life, whether we die today, we still justify him. He is just. We are not just. He is just. So the carnal mind of one cannot speak. I'd rather someone comes to me on my dying bed speaking the Torah of Yah. And come speaking lies. You're going to be all right. Just pray. No. Death is at the door. I know it's here. Don't tell me lies. Tell me the truth. Free me from this death journey. Free me up and let me go on. We have so much darkness. There's only one thing in the world that's darkness. Men love darkness rather than light. And that's why we love the world. It's full of darkness. We love everything about the world. I said to Brother Patrick yesterday, I said, Brother, what do you think? What do you think designers come from? Men that want to design clothes that they like? Why the people of Yah can't do that? Tell me. Everything you wear, someone has sewn that. Why they can't do it? Why, daughters? Why you can't be friends enough to get help from one another? Tell me. Why can't you? You're full of your damnable ways. Come on, men. You're man. Man is not intimidated by another man. Another man strengthens a man. I see a man, he strengthens me. I see a man of character, he strengthens me. He makes me check myself out so I see where I gotta come up. I have no problem with that. I'm not that shallow. When I see a man more refined than me, that doesn't trouble me. It doesn't bother me. Man like that, I want to speak to him. How you doing? How's everything? I want to speak to a man like that. I want to engage with a man like that. Because he has reached that zenith of that pinnacle by some way. I want to understand that. He has words that are wise. I want to hear what that man says. I'm not intimidated. Come on. Only feminine men are that way. Men that have no assurance of the strength of Yah. Same thing with a woman. She's not sure of herself. The word of Yah makes us sure of ourselves. Sons of Yah. Elected by the power of Yeshua. Elected by the foreknowledge of Yah. And sealed by the death of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Nothing more powerful than men dwelling together in unity. Nothing like a precious oil that ran down upon Aaron, down to the beard, down to the skirt of his garment. There's nothing like men. Nothing like men. When men see men, they ought to want to engage with men. They ought to want to join men. The world join each other. They do things. You're not going to say you love Yah and have this affection for the world. Hallelujah. Let me move on a little bit. Yeshua says, I want to show you something. In 1 Yochanan, I want to finish this good portion of it today. He says in 1 Yochanan, chapter 2, as he cautions Israel against the love of the world. Now you got to understand this. He says this in 1 Yochanan 2:15. He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of Yah, the Abba, is not in him. Can that be plain? Can it be any more plainer than that? If any man has this affection, if any man has a companionship with the world, if any man delights in the companionship of those that are worldly and rejects Yah, if any man gets his rejoicing out of the world, then the love of Yah is not in the man. I look at who he is. I look at what they say. Oh, I'm proud of my son. For what? He's a whoremonger. He's a Jezebel. He's a thief. Why y'all get off of quiet like that? Hallelujah. Well, something in Israel, isn't it? It's trashing us. I'm not worried about not one of my natural brothers or sisters. I'm not worried about them. Period. I was talking to Brother Patrick yesterday. I said, they only call when someone dies. When someone dies, they will call me. They will. They'll contact me. And they know I'm not coming. I don't rejoice in their death, but they know I'm not coming. Okay. Sad to hear that. Only time. They know what I stand for. And I'm glad. It's one thing they can tell you. He's that way. My witness is true among them. My witness is true among them. Even among them is true. Oh, they may not respect me, but that's all right. But they know I'm faithful. And they know I'm committed. So if any man say he loves Yah, he loves the world, he has this great propensity for the world, the love of Yahweh is not in him. He said, for all the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boasting pride of life. It is not of the Abba, but it's of the world. The world passes away in the lust, the hamads thereof. But he that does the will of Yah, he lives, he abides forever. Only those that do the will of Yah. There's nothing in the world. Nothing. All that we need, we find it in Yeshua. Everything we need. There's nothing in the world but the lust, pride, produce nothing at all but death. And it calls us to talk from that kind of mindset. I don't want to be like the world. I don't want to dress like the world. I don't want my attributes to be like the world. I don't want to have this affection for the world in me. I don't want that. I denounce it all. I stand fast with Yeshua. Makes no difference what they think of me. My natural sister said to me one time, she says, you're going to need someone to bury you. I said, you don't have to worry about that, heifer. I said it like that. Don't worry. They put me in the ground. It makes no difference. Now there's been one dime, bill a box. Let it rot the way you intended for it to rot. That's why Yosef said, when you leave, Mr. Ram, he said, take my bones. That's what he said. Don't take that corpse that has been mummified. Take my bones. Don't leave them here. Let them rot. Let the skin run. See that? Don't put it in nothing but a box. Let the skin run. See that? It's damn wickedness they have imposed upon you. Because you think that that thing without the life of Yeshua is going to get up. It's not getting up. It's not getting up. Let the skin worms eat it. Let it die. Let it go down to the grave. Because it's going that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there are many things I could teach on today. But we need to be strengthened. The men of Yah need to rise up. And the daughters of Tizan, they need to rise in the beauty of Yeshua. You're fronting away your lives and your spiritual blessings. No beauty at all. You're trying to beautify the external. You trim down. You girdle down. Doesn't mean a knicker's worth a rat's piss. You beautify the meek with salvation. And one has the spirit of Yeshua. That's more beautiful than anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You paying more attention to everything but your, but the spiritual man. Hallelujah. You get that right, the external man, it will follow pursuit. You don't have to worry about that. You get the mind right. The natural man falls subject to the law of the Ruach. The mind is not right, so your body is not right. Your body is not right because your mind is twisted. Now, honey, because you're scared of that doesn't mean your mind is right. And you that think that others are wrong and you're right, that means that you're right. You're not right. How do you know? Because the scripture tells me to esteem others more highly than yourself. Man said to me, I'm mighty like you. Lies, I've never declared I'm mighty. You're the only mighty one. I'm a servant of Yah, of the Most High. And I declare this truth. I declare without any fear of the retribution of man. Oh, there are men that will cause us to tremble now. And that's what honor does. It causes you to tremble. Come on. You never been before man on a job and you got a little nervous and a little... All right then. Don't lie to me, okay? All right? They call you in the office, you that have worked. Need to see you. David, your mind began to calculate everything you've done wrong. I wonder if he knows about that. All right. Don't talk that hypocrisy to me, okay? Hallelujah. Can you imagine them calling Brother Dale, an elder, woman on his job, say, you need to get back. We need to see you. Can you imagine things go through his mind? What do they want? Did I mess up on the last stop? Did someone call and report? What did I do? That's what the Rock of Yah does. Hallelujah. If man makes us do that, and he can. You know why man can make us do that? Do you understand why? Can I tell you? Don't try to answer. I will tell you why. You know why? Can I tell you why? Will you believe me, son, if I tell you, Brother Patrick? Will you believe me? It's in the book. Because he gave man dominion. He has power. He has power. He has power. He gave him dominion. And even the beasts of the field would tremble at man. Oh, the lion will take him out. But the lion would prefer avoiding man. And that's a fact. Because he gave him dominion. When a son walks into his avat house, who has dominion in the house? The avat. The avat. When he says to him, I want to see you, son, you think he's not thinking about what he's done and the thing that he did wrong? Because of his dominion. Because of his dominion. Because of that. He has power. He has dominion. That's the reason why. And the enemy, I love you, daughters of Zion. He has done all he could to raise up the spirit, to resist the man. Don't listen to man. No, you listen to me. And I'm a man. You listen to what I say. Hallelujah. Was Yeshua a man? Do you listen to him? All right then. Listen to this man too. All right. Hallelujah. Was Shaul a man? Or was he what we call a melech? Something from the Hashemam. He was a man. Are we not listening to what he says in Yochanan? Or do we just listen to Yochanan? He was a man. All right then. Hallelujah. We must yada. You must learn. You must learn. And no child learned anything without being taught. You don't learn anything without being taught. They must be taught ABCs. They must be taught how to do simple math. You have to be taught. And oh, I don't care what you become a physics, you still are taught. Because there are those that have a greater knowledge of physics than you. And they teach you. Hallelujah. A wise man is ever being taught. That's how he learns. He's willing to be taught. Hallelujah. Now I want to define this enemy. And I want to close here. Yah's will. Listen to this. It's in the book of Shirach. It says in the book of Shirach 12:10. It says, the wisdom of Shirach says, never trust a batak. And that is to have great confidence. Never trust your enemy. Now the world is our enemy. And if we have love for the world, Yah will never trust us. We're the enemies of Yah. It says this, never, Batak, have confidence to have this relationship with your enemies, your Oyeb. For like the rusting of copper, copper rusting, you all hear that? For as the rusting of copper, I've never seen rusted copper. For as the rusting of copper, so is his zima, his wickedness, his evil plans, his idolatry, his sadistic mind. That's the wicked. That's the mind. See, copper never rusts. And so those wicked mind of a Zimra, of the wicked, it never ceases, because the mind is always to overthrow the world. It's always seeking to destroy the seed of Israel. You cannot be a friend of Yah. You have the love of the world. Look at who it is. You cannot have this intimacy with the world and say you love Yah. As the rusting of copper, copper doesn't rust. It doesn't rust. So is that mind of the wicked. It is always contemplating. There's always evil. There's always evil conjectures and thoughts that permeates their mind. And they always speak evil of that which is right, because their minds are evil. They don't know what's right. So you will never hear anything pleasant coming out of their mind. I don't care if it's your wife, if it's your husband. Everything they speak is something denouncing and evil. Accusation against one another. There's something evil there. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say. I don't care if it's your wife or your mama, whomever it is. Hallelujah. It says the rusting of copper. As copper rusts, so is the enemy of Yah, that's always planning this harlotry, this idolatry. Now that's what the mind of the wicked is now. If any man loves the world, then the love of the Abba is not in him. Brothers and sisters, if you get strengthened by the world, you are energized by the world, something is wrong with you. I despise it. When I go out of here on Mondays, usually that's the only day or Tuesday. And it takes something to take me out on Wednesday, on Thursday. It does. Something that is necessary for the community. That is one of the most exhausted times when I go. I'm exhausted when I get back. I go out. The wickedness is so pervasive. Everything is wicked. The lust, the greed, the corruption. It wears me out. I'm wore out. My mind is just, it's just wore out. I'm physically worn. That what we did yesterday didn't even wear me out. And if I hadn't taken a shower, I'd have been out there shooting a little hoop with Brother Dale. That didn't wear me out. Not one bit. But that wears me out. It exacerbates me. It takes my energy. Come on, when you can go out there and just toil in the world and just dig and you energize, something is wrong, brothers and sisters. Something is wrong in you. I don't care whether you say hallelujah. Something is wrong in you. Something. All that is in the world. All that's out there. The lust of the eyes and the pride of life. You just lust. The more you lust, you lust. Some of y'all can spend all day out there just lusting and greed and lusting. And you can't spend it. You get tired. You can't even come to pray. You're tired. Oh, I'm not taking anything back. Look at what you say. Hallelujah. If you're a son of Yah, every son that he receives, he chastens. And he scourges, right? All right. Receive the scourge. I just can't do it. I cannot. Period. My wife said to me one time, you give me this $50 offering, but Ma, you won't stop and let me spend the money. Don't worry about it. Hold on to it. Hallelujah. I don't feel like stopping there. I have the energy to stop there. I just don't do it. You got 10 minutes. That's it. That's the way I am. She came to me yesterday, Deacon Horn taking Sister Laquila. Can I go, please? Yes. I'm not going down there. As a matter of fact, I said, when they get Deacon Horn to take you out here, take Sister Laquila and take you out. I said, I don't have the energy for it. I don't. And we are just so incensed with that. It controls us. You get a dollar, it controls that. Something is wrong with you. Give it to Yah. Come on, don't spend $200 on nothing. Bring it back to me. I'll use it. I said, this is Sister Hawkins. Hallelujah. Don't say they're hypocrites. I will do anything for the people of Yah. But you that with your damn pride, you wicked child of hell, it's your pride that prevents you. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. I said to this brother right here because I want him to get his tooth fixed. And I said, when you go do that, the money they made, I said, you get her tooth fixed too. I was going to get another sister's mouth fixed. She said, no, someone else is going to do it. I said, okay, don't worry about it. And I will never ask her again. So I put enough back for her. Come on. To make sure she get her mouth fixed. Hallelujah. Although she has a little money to do that, but I still did it. So I do for the people of Yah. If I had $1 million, you got it. You'll enjoy just like you'll enjoy the money more than I will. Because I use it for Yisrael. I care for the people of Yah. It's because you don't give a damn for them. You think everyone is like you. So you talk like that. You're a wicked child of hell. I care for Yisrael. I care. I want to see them strengthened. Hallelujah. I care for them. If I had 500,000, it would be for Yisrael. What? For us. What would you do? Well, what do we need to do? Whatever. I will use it. Hallelujah. That's what I do. Because it's amazing that even when you all take trips, even the ones that don't live here, I still do the same thing for them. And they're so wicked, they don't understand this man. They're wicked as hell. We don't know them that labor among us. Hallelujah. I know my brothers. I know them. I know the ones that can bear a little more weight than the other ones. And so I don't put the weight on them like I do the other. But I expect them to do the same thing. I expect Brother Yosef. I expect Brother Yosef to do the same thing I do. The same thing. I may get more roles out there than him. But I expect him to do the same thing. I expect him to do the same thing. I expect him, as long as my back is bent, his back is bent. Brother Pat said yesterday, Pastor, I began to feel this. I said, I don't feel it in my back because I've been doing things. I know we're going to have to pull weeds. So I prepare my backs to pull weeds. I do. I do things that make my back strong. So I can bend down for 15, 20 minutes at a time. I just bend because I do that. He said, I'm beginning to feel this, Pastor. I said, that's all right. We're going to finish up there. We're going to finish it up, brother. We're going to be finished at this time. We would have finished at the time that I said we would have finished. Brother Joe and Brother Dave, come on. I expect Brother Dave to work like me, but I expect him to work like me. He can't produce like me, but I expect him to produce like me. Hallelujah. Because I go get it when I go get it. I go get it. Are you supposed to know? That's just the way I do things. That's my tenacity. Whatever I do with tenacity. Come on, it's a drive. I watched this young man do something other than that. I'm looking at him, and I'm grimacing at what he's doing. I said, man, that's just youthful tenacity. You know, it's, man, look at him. Of course, I'm there pulling for him, and I'm just watching the man. But it took more than just some kind of physical strength to do what he was doing. I'm telling you. And I'm feeling what he's feeling, but he's feeling it, even though he's doing it. Come on. That's what the true heart of Israel does. One is exalted, we all exalted. I don't mind a brother being exalted about me. I have no problem with that. None. If that was the case, then even when we have this meeting down here, I will let no one preach with me. Come on. The folks, if anyone come, they know because Pastor Roberts is coming. That's why. So that's not me. I want the young men to be exalted. I want their gifts to flourish. I want them to enlighten me. Come on, I want them to strengthen me. I have no problem with that. None. So it's one thing about the wicked as the enemy. Never trust. And we trust the wicked. Some of you all trust the wicked. You tell them, you don't even let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. I don't ask no one what no one is doing in the world. I don't want to know what no one is doing. I don't care what they're doing. And yet you trust the wicked where you know this and that. She had a baby. Get out of ta ta ta. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. And they use that against you. Sure they will. Even if he humbles. Do you all hear that? Elder spoke on that. Even if he shall, even if he bowed down himself and goes about cringing. Said, I'm sorry. He says, watch yourself. And be on your guard against him. Yah's on his guard against you. He looks at you and said, look, she cried. He said, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. He said, nah, but I know you're an enemy. I know you, what you are. Oh, yeah. You want to denounce my Torah and to reject it, throw it down. He said, you watch yourself. And you be to him like one who has polished a mirror, and you know that it was not hopeless tarnish. So what he said is that you be like with that enemy, just like when polishing a mirror. When a mirror is polished, you can see everything up there, can't you? You see everything about you too when the light is in the background. So that's how it is with an enemy. Yah says, I want that mirror. I want that mirror. You be like what is a polished mirror, that one can see their ways and their vileness and let you know you don't trust them and make them realize we don't do that. Because we love the world, we participate, we act like them, we smile, we grin, we laugh, we do everything they do. Hallelujah. You sisters, quit laughing so much. Silliness. Ain't a time to laugh. Time to be sober. The world wants you to laugh and laugh loud, you can hear. Quit it. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're among yourselves. Let your laughter be few. Hallelujah. Time of sorrow. Time of prayer. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. Same thing with the brothers. I can say that really among the brothers. There ain't no laughter. Ain't no frivolity. I can say that because I'm singing. I don't care what I'm doing. I'm singing. I don't care if they like it or not. Whether they say hallelujah. Picking those peaches, you better do something. Get hot up there and get the itching. Hallelujah. You out there in them fields hoeing them weeds. You get the singing. That's what they say. Kumbaya, here, yeah, it's hot. Kumbaya, kumbaya, yeah, kumbaya. Oh, yeah. That's why I sing. Because I make melodies in my life, because I rejoice. The Yah gives me strength and the virtue to do it. I barak him. Because I know the day will come when that will dissipate. That's a fact. You get old. And your strength began to lose strength. That's a fact of life. The bones become brittle. They don't have the life like a young man. Period. I understand that. And so while I have this youth now, the strength of a young man, I'm going to barak Yah. I'm going to bless him so when I get old, I'll have something to rejoice in. If I'm bitter toward him now when I get old, I'll be bitter then. I'm going to rejoice unto the Yah for life, for my strength, my mobility, my ability to move, and to have strength. I'm going to Torah him. Yeah, I'm going to do it now. And so when I get old, I will have pleasure in that. If I don't do it now, when I get old, if I get old, I won't have no pleasure. But I do it now so I have pleasure. I can draw back on the same songs. What songs? I don't know any songs. I just let them flow from my inward parts. Never learned a song in all my life. I mess up here when Brother Pat's singing. So I ad lib, I add what flows out of me. Hallelujah. And so the wicked must see. They must know that. I know that you're the enemy of Yah. Yah's going to destroy the enemy. There's so much to this. Yah's will have me finish this next week. He says here, do not put him next to you. Now that's what Yah says. Yah's not going to allow the enemy to be next to him. Now this is what Yah says. To be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Yah. So he tells us, do not even put your enemy next to you. Shirak 12. He said, don't even put your enemy next to you. Lest he overthrow you and take your place. Now that's what the enemy does. That's what the world is trying to do, overthrow Yah. And say he's not real. He doesn't love anyone. You don't have to do that. Why all those don'ts? What I don't see where is no don'ts. I just see where we have life in the word of Yah. And everything else is death. Your enemy will overthrow you. He will overtake you because he wants your place. And do not have him sit at your right side. Well, that's my son. He's a wicked thing. Don't have him sitting to the right side. Don't have that Jezebel ho sitting at the right side. You sitting there smiling. You tell her you're Jezebel. You're on your way to hell. You little frolicking whore. You don't love Yah. You sold him out for what? Come on. Tell the man that. It's amazing that I know there are folks out there that see me, but they hide from me. Believe me, they hide from me. They do. Of course, I wouldn't say nothing to them anyway. You didn't say nothing when you left. Don't talk to me now. I don't have no time for them. Come on. They don't have to be afraid of me. For what? They will not be offended by me. I walk right past them. No problem. Hallelujah. He said, least they try to take your seat of honor, your kabod. And at last, you will realize the truth, Yah says, of my word, and be stunned by what I have said. You will realize if you allow them. He said, you're going to be stunned that I told you the truth, because they will overtake you. They will overtake your mind. They will make you curse Yah. That's what they will do. They will make you curse Yah. They will make you renounce Yahweh. That's what they will do. They seek to overthrow you. That's why you cannot love the world. You cannot have an appetite for the world. You cannot be driven by the world. You can't allow them to shape your mind. And you get so incensed with the world that it draws you. They take everything you have. Your sisters, next time you get money, save it. Don't spend it. Don't spend it. Just save it. Their brothers here, they got money saved. They don't spend it. I can borrow a little money from Brother Patrick if I need some. Oh, Dave Lee, I'll get some money, Brother Dave. Come on. Don't spend it. What do they get? Same thing you get? Less. Hallelujah. You get awful quiet. And that's the truth. What? You have food? How many of you sisters got more than 5 dresses? How many of you sisters got more than 5 outfits? Raise your hand. We'll sit here hard-headed. All right, all of you. I see, of course, you don't sit here like that. You know that. It's just our lust. You never be satisfied. If you had $1 million, it wouldn't satisfy you. You spend that. Hallelujah. That's why I say to you, brothers, Yah moves me today. I must be strong. The brother must be strong. He must be stronger than me. Because the first thing that's going to rise is money. And you brothers that say, I will never do that, you're going to be the ones that never go try. It won't be much. Just 10. And then 15. See, that's what one does in the bank. They say, well, who's going to miss 10? But 20, nobody missed that. 30, what about 50? Well, I got a problem with that. Where's the money going? Well, brother sent a beautiful offering from California. He said, Pastor Ron, with that electric bill, my. That's a lot of money. Sure is. But Yah makes provisions. Hallelujah. I believe with the Siddiq of Yah, I'm not going to beg no one for nothing. I will not beg. If we have no electricity, I will not beg. If Yah doesn't supply, then what? So what? The value of all the brothers here is not the money they make. I'd rather have them all here. That's the truth. So the value is not the brother money. The value is the brotherhood of brothers. That is what will strengthen the place. It's not money. Some give and say, man, there have been those that here did that. So it's not money. It's the brotherhood of the Ikad of one. That's the strength of the place. That's it. Don't tell me that anyone will not do that because he did it in the Garden of Eden. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, he did the same thing here. He said, the next one must be stronger than me. He has to be. He has to have a great strength. He can't base things on a little physical personality or this little physical emotion. Has to be greater than that. That's why I'm so tough at times. I'm tough all the time. Not sometimes. Who will pity a snake charmer? Who pity a snake charmer when he's bitten by the serpent? He had no business playing with it. You know you're going to get bitten by it. Just like a fool taking a hammer and said, I will see how close I can get to my finger without smashing it. I said, you fool, if you're going to play that game, I'm not going to pity you if you break that finger. No, you don't pity him. No, sir. And he's begging. He got it on a piece of metal. He said, watch this. I tell you what, I'm going to do it with my eyes closed. Ping! Watch this. Ping! Woo, got close. It's that close I can get. Who's going to pity a snake charmer and say, you crazy man? Why would you play with something like that? What, he's bit by a serpent? Or anyone that goes near wild beasts? Who's going to pity that? I remember one time I saw this little clip where this man was showing out. And Brother Nate said when he went to the library, he saw it. Well, he gets out of his car, showing, I told his wife and his daughter, y'all stay back. And here these ferocious lioness and lion out there. And man, you could hear them. They were growling like beasts. They were hungry and they were not playing around. They wanted some wildebeest. And he gets out with his kids and say, y'all stay back. Little baby sitting there, another child and his wife. He wanted to show his bravery. This fool. So he gets out, kicking pitches, and all of a sudden, I don't know if it was a big male or what, came on the back of that man. You figure a lion, a male lion, weighs about 450 kilograms. You know, about 800 pounds. Come on, brothers and sisters, come on. That's heavyweight. And he grabbed that man, and he took him down. He grabbed it. That's where they grabbed him right there. Cut off all the, you ain't breathing. They get on the wildebeest, they break the spine. That's why you get them, they go for that spine. They break them, they cripple. There ain't nothing they can do. And that's what the male does. The females, they're tough, but they know they need a male to bring it down because that's 450 kilograms. That's 800 pounds nearly. When he gets on the back of him, he's coming down. And he breaks that spinal cord. Well, this lion, the lion brought this man down. You can see it there. As a matter of fact, his wife sued. Stupidity. Brings him to the pile, and those lioness, they lit in on him. You could literally see every action. First thing they pull out was his belly, and just eating his belly, his legs. It was just a matter of second, he was dead. And those other cars around, they're trying to get away, and they were showing their teeth. And when the male lion roars, you can hear it a mile away. The lion of the tribe of Yehuda, Yahshua, roars today, all right? He speaks. Unto Israel. There are folks 1,000 miles away hear this. 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000. They're hearing. Who will have pity on a snake charmer when he's bitten, or those that play with wild beasts? So no one will pity a man who associates with a sinner and becomes involved in his sins. So we make our association with sinners. Don't pity them. You become involved with this. And well, you know, she go, well, he wants to do right. The dog doesn't want to do right. He's in trouble. The Lord got him. The Jezebel doesn't want to do right. Don't pity them. They go the way of the sinner. Oh, that's right, Shirak. That's wise. Who's going to pity a man who associate with a sinner? Hata. They make that associating with wicked men. And become involved in their sins, whereby they don't even see the wickedness of that one. When you become involved with someone, you don't see their wrong ways. When a woman is involved with another married man, when a woman is involved with a man that is married, she doesn't see the fact that he's married. When a man is involved with a woman that is married, he doesn't see the fact that she's married. He's blinded to that. Come on, am I making sense? So you that want to get yourself involved with a sinner, don't even pity them. And look at who the sinner is. One that defies the Torah of Yah. That rejects that. And we love to get involved with sinners. Hallelujah. But that's my mama. She's a wicked Jezebel. She despises Yah. Fact. Hallelujah. You talk the truth and see, I see a response on that. It says, who will stay with you for a time? But if you falter, he will not stand with you. Now, that's what the enemy will do. Oh, they will stay with you for a time. But don't you falter. They will reject you. They will not stand with you. They will not. That's what an enemy will. They will not stand with you. That's what an enemy. They will stand with you for a time. And then they will flee. When they think you're falter. An enemy. Oh, yeah. An enemy will speak sweetly. That's how an enemy speaks. Oh, I love you, preacher. Oh, I love you, sister, brother. An enemy speaks sweetly. with his lips. But in his mind, he will plan to throw you in the pit. An enemy, Ohab, will weep with his eyes. They will cry, "Oh, I'm sorry." But he will find an opportunity. His thirst for blood will be insatiable. It's incapable of satisfying. That's what an enemy does. That's an enemy. They speak sweetly with their lips. "Oh, I love you." They kiss, they hug. But they will seek the opportunity to overthrow the truth of Yah. They will. "Well, Mama, I don't see why. You know, I know you believe that, but you know, I just don't believe. I don't see, you know, I've been praying. I've been doing that. You, Jezebel, Yah doesn't even hear your prayers. You fool." Calamity befalls you. If calamity befalls you, you will find him there ahead of you. That's what you will find the enemy. And while pretending to help you, he will trip you by the heel. That's what the enemy, those that love the world and that are in the world, they will tell you they love you, but they will trip your heel. They want you to fall. Why? So they can say, "Well, you see, you did that. You're doing the same thing." That's why many times parents will never be a light to their children, because they're so full of their own damn wickedness and they don't live right for Yah and they're not willing to do right. It's by the power of doing what Yah commands that they will see that. They will see the light, and the light will shine upon them, and they will be ashamed. When you participate in the damn wicked activity, you strengthen the hands, that's your damn problem. Some of you parents even hear your wickedness. That's, they will never. They will tell Yah to go to hell just like they're telling you. Because you won't stand for truth. Hallelujah. You stand for truth. Hallelujah. The prodigal son, the daddy didn't go look for him. He let him go to the dog hell hole, didn't he? Hallelujah. He didn't look for him one time. No, he did not. He didn't go looking for the dog. That one time, go to hell, boy. They will never come to Yah because you're not honest. And you're not faithful with Yah. That's why. And they will never love Yah. Because they see superficial there. I said to this young man, "I don't care what your wife does. You stay faithful. If she walks out, you stay faithful. She turns today. She was in service last week. Can you imagine that? 11 people there. He's preaching. She gets up and walks out. That's horrendous. Don't you stop preaching. Hallelujah. Let her heap coals upon her own head. Yeah. Don't do it. She does it. It's on you now. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why we need strong men today. Let me close with this last verse. It says, he will shake his head and clap his hand and whisper much and change his expression. "Well, I thought that he was this way. That's Pastor Robert. Did you see what he did?" See, that's the enemy of Yah. Yah changed not. Therefore, we sons of Yaakov, we are not consumed, because he has not changed. I didn't get into the depth of this, but when one is an enemy of Yah, Yah is going to destroy all of his enemies. He did not say, "To be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of one another." To be a friend of the world, you're an enemy of Yahweh. You're Yahweh's enemy. We think that folks, because they go out here and slander Yah, they're his enemy. He said, "To be a friend of the world." He's talking to Israel, isn't he? He said, "You're my enemy." And he will not trust you. He will not entrust you with the riches. That's why your spiritual life has never evolved. That's why you don't grow with strength. You cannot take comfort in the world and their activities and their practices. You cannot, brothers and sisters. "Come out from among her, be ye separate. Our ways must be different." The Hebrews' ways were different than the Hittites and the Amorites. When they saw them, they knew their ways were different. We can't act like the world. Don't even dress like them and act like them. Dress differently. May Yah barak you. You that are listening, our friends, may the shalom of Yah rest upon you. May His rock fill your love with great strength. We do barak you all. May Yah bless Israel. And may His will be done in the midst of the camp of Israel. I hope that the word was some form of a strength. It's not the way I wanted to go, but that's all right. Yah barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Come on, my brother.
In all things we delight this day, O Maria. Grant unto Israel shalom as we go forth from this place. Protect those that travel down the highways. Watch over them all, I pray. We ask all things in Yahshua's name and bless you for the great company and fellowship of those that listen and join with us. Bless them all, I pray, Yah. In Yahshua's mighty name, and Israel cried, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.